If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Eye on Houston. I'm Erin Austin, and with us this morning is Miriam Khalili. She is the Managing Director of the Houston Chamber Choir. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you guys have, like, I have my notes here, which is, you know, something I always need, and you guys have so much going on, so much going on. So let's talk about, well, first of all, what the Houston Chamber Choir is for people that aren't aware of it. You know, and all of that you guys do.
Oh my goodness. Well, the Houston Chamber Choir was founded actually in 1995. So we've been around for 23 years young. And we are a 501c nonprofit organization like many performing arts organizations. But we put on professional level concerts for the community. Some are ticketed, some are free performances. And our singers are the best in the city. And at this point, we could say that we're the best in the nation. We just received a really prestigious award this past summer from Chorus America,
nice.
Which is the organization that all of the choirs across the country are affiliated with. So we're a really unique organization. There's a lot of talent, and we love to give back to our community. We've got some fabulous educational outreach programming, and we've got some fun things going on this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about the first one that is going to be coming up here on November 18th. It's you are going to have special guests. So, yeah, tell everybody what they can expect on November 18th.
Well, this is going to be a very special concert. This entire season, really, for us, is all about collaborating with other artistic organizations across the city. And so for this concert that's coming up on November 18th, we are presenting Giancarlo Menotti's The Unicorn, The Gorgon, and The Manticore. And typically when you have a choir concert, you have your singers on stage and you might have a pianist or other instruments performing. And for this concert, we're actually going to be semi-staged and we'll be presenting dancers from Met Dance with choreography by Marlena Doyle. And so it'll be a really wonderful addition to what, you know, beautiful choral music, but there will also be a story that's unfolding on stage, you know, presented by the dancers. And so this is kind of special and unique for us, and something that is really a lot of people can enjoy. If you love dance, come out and see Met Dance performing. And if you love singing and you love music, then it'll really be the full package for you.
I feel like there's several senses that will be, sparked in this performance. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And then, I read something where there's actually, I believe, is it for this performance where there's going to be like a special party?
Yeah, so we have a young professionals group called the Luminary Society, and it's made up of people who are passionate about the arts and giving back to the community, and they want to go out and have, you know, a fabulous evening out at a concert, maybe get dressed up. And so the Luminary Society will be hosting an after party that's open to all of the patrons, so any age. It is not just for young professionals, and that's going to be right across the street from our venue at Yaya Mary's. They have delicious food and drinks. And it'll be a great opportunity to meet the dancers, talk with them, to meet the singers, and just shake hands with people, have a good time. And it's kind of the full evening package, great for dates.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, ooh, that sounds like an awesome date night. So so we've got that. That's on November 18th. And then starting in December, there's many performances. So
yeah,
let's go down the list of these because you've got, I mean, obviously Christmas is around the corner. So Christmas's performances.
Yes.
Oh, Christmas performances. You know what I'm saying. Yeah.
So December is a really big time for the Chamber Choir. We have a tradition of putting on a series of concerts at the Villa de Mattel here in Houston, which is a beautiful venue. It's always sold out. We have 5 performances in one weekend. And so these make great early Christmas presents, and it's wonderful for the whole family. It's a great way to kick off the celebration in December.
Yeah.
And so you can come on a Friday evening or a Saturday afternoon or evening or a Sunday afternoon or evening. And We will have two special guests that will be performing with us. Our daytime performances feature the Treble Choir, which is a Houston-based female choir for youth, and they are absolutely just stunning. You hear their voices and you think, wow, those are children. They're amazing. So those will be performing during the day.
Okay.
And then at nighttime, we'll have Apollo Chamber Players, which is a just wildly talented quartet, string quartet that will be performing. And so a little bit different feeling and music there in the evening. And that's going to be on December 7th, 8th, and 9th. And okay. So really wonderful way to start the holidays. We'll also have some holiday music that you can take home with you.
Oh, nice. And again, these are both day and evening performances.
Yes.
So, of course, the special guests, like you said, are going to be for the matinees.
Right. And we have another special thing that we're doing this year that we haven't done previously. So we have partnered with The Beacon, which is a homeless shelter here in Houston. Mm-hmm. It's a day center, and they provide different services for those in the community that need them. And so we thought, you know, what can we collect at our concert? So we're asking people to bring brand new disposable razors, brand new socks, toiletries, and bath towels. And those are things that will really benefit a lot of people in our community who don't have access like I do and you do. And mm-hmm. So it's a nice way to give back if you bring those items with you to the concert.
Okay, perfect. I was like, yeah, you're so good. You just segued yourself. I was like, that was going to be my next question. You're on top of it. So, again, these concerts are December 7th, 8th, and 9th. Again, it is the Wondrous Gift is Given. Is that correct? Christmas at the Villa di Mattel?
The Mattel, yes. Oh. It is beautiful.
It's like amazing. And then, of course, everybody is asking if you can bring a donation for The Beacon, which would be awesome. I mean, that would be really great to have so many. I mean, it's that time of year. It's the season of giving. So,
right.
I mean,
exactly.
It's something very small that is very easy.
It is. And you mean it's something that you can pick up when you're doing your grocery shopping that week anyway. Mm-hmm. You're going to be, you know, at the store, just pick up a pack of razors or a pack of socks and you can bring that to the concert.
So, I mean, let's, you know, switching gears. Once again, let me introduce, this is Miriam Khalili. She's the managing director of the Houston Chamber Choir. We were just talking about some of the performances coming up in November and December. What else do you guys have going on? I mean, like I said earlier, you have so many things to talk about.
We do. Well, we actually, in addition to our Luminary Society, which is for individuals aged 21 to 40, that is a brand new program that we've launched this year. And we have some really fun activities coming up with that. And all of that information can be found on our website at HoustonChamberChoir.org. But we also have a program that we launched this year to really inspire high school students that have a passion for singing. And perhaps they're in their choral music program at their school.
Mm-hmm.
So our student tickets are dirt cheap. They're $10 to come to a concert. And we're sweetening that deal for high school students. We're going to give them dinner as well for $10.
What?
So what the students get to be involved in is they would be invited to come to the warm-up that happens prior to each of our concerts. So they'll actually get to have a private area in the theater to watch, amongst other high school students, what it's like to go through that warm-up with an artistic director. And then after the warm-up is over, they would go to have their pizza party, and members of the Houston Chamber Choir will come and talk to them and shake hands. And it's just a great way for students to connect with their peers across the city. Maybe kids from Katy are meeting kids from Clear Lake or Galena Park or River Oaks.
Yeah.
And then they're benefiting from that one-on-one time with singers and the artistic director. And then students that are really excited about the program, there's volunteer opportunities for them as well to get some volunteer credits.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and so is
this what you're talking about? Is that the same as the Youth Ambassadors?
Yes, it is called the Youth Ambassadors.
Okay.
And so really it's a way for students to just get more involved in something that they're hopefully very passionate about.
Awesome. And I mean, this is for high school students or middle school?
Or it's for high school students.
Okay.
Typically, those students are doing more advanced studies in their choral programs, and they're going to a lot of competitions, and they are thinking about colleges and where do they want to go to school. So it's a unique opportunity for them to get some advice and just see what it's like to actually be a professional singer.
Nice. I mean, like we were talking about so many things going on. Again, we're talking with the Houston Chamber Choir and all of their performances and their activities coming up here in the next couple of months. For tickets, any information, again, the website is HoustonChamberChoir.org, and then you can find all their social media there on the site. Is that where people, you know, you were talking about volunteer opportunities? We were talking for high school students. But yeah. Is there volunteer opportunities for adults as well?
Absolutely, yes. We actually have quite a few volunteer opportunities for our concerts, mm-hmm. and our volunteers do get to attend the concert for free. It could be anything from we're making cookies for this concert, or we need help with passing out program books or collecting tickets. And it's a fun way to network with other volunteers and then meet people that are coming to the concert and say hi. We like friendly faces.
Yeah.
And you get to meet the singers. So that's, you know, there's a lot of different types of volunteer opportunities for people of all skills and age levels.
Awesome. And, you know, when you're talking about meet the singers, I mean, you're obviously very talented, but where do these singers come from? How do we find these amazing people?
So they are a diverse group for sure. Most of them have their master's degree, you know, their graduate studies done in vocal performance. So they're highly, highly trained. They are coming from Juilliard, University of Texas, U of H, the top schools in the country for vocal performance. And many of them have even gone on to get their doctoral degree in performance. Quite a few of our singers are actually educators. They lead entire choral programs at local school districts around Houston.
Awesome.
And then they come and perform with us at night. So these guys really are superheroes.
Yeah.
They don't get as much rest, you know, in the evening as some teachers. They love their craft that much that they just want to share it endlessly. So it's a really wonderful group of individuals that perform in the choir.
And with, you know, we were talking about the performances coming up, but I mean, this is something that goes all year round.
Yes,
so
yes.
There's always something coming up with a choir. So it's, yes,
yeah.
I mean, they're working and they're out. Well, they have a second part-time job doing this.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
A lot of artists in Houston actually do, in a sense, it's like they've got three or four part-time jobs where they are presenting their artistic talent to the community in different ways. And so that's kind of one of the things that makes the Chamber Choir so special as a nonprofit. We're able to help these artists have an outlet and give back to the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good group of people. And we do have, you mentioned tickets, we still have subscriptions available. So our season goes all the way until May. And we have a 4-pack that is still available that you can purchase up until November 18th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, subscriptions. Tell me a little bit more about that if, you know, because I don't know about it. So, yeah.
Subscriptions really give you big discounts. So, mm-hmm. If you were to go and buy a single ticket to each of our concerts, you would end up spending a great deal more money just on the ticket itself and then the ticket processing fees.
Mm-hmm.
So when you buy a subscription, you're only paying a one-time fee to use, you know, your credit card over the phone. And if you pay with a check, there is no fee.
Oh.
So it's an even, you know, a better deal. But it's you can get a much better price point if you buy that subscription. And
okay.
Our performances are so diverse. That's one thing that we haven't really talked about. We don't just do classical music. We do Renaissance music. We do jazz. We do big band hits. We just had a free concert at Miller Outdoor Theater where we did the greatest music of the greatest generation. So a lot of wonderful diversity is on display with the Houston Chamber Choir throughout the year. So when you get that subscription package, you're getting a lot of variety.
Nice. Okay. So to get those subscriptions, again, HoustonChamberChoir.org,
yes.
Correct? Okay. And then, like we were talking about, the performances coming up with the Houston Chamber Choir, Sunday, November 18th, it is the big performance that we were talking about, the unicorn, the gorgon, and I feel like
and
I'm
the manticore.
Thank you. I was like, oh, I know I'm going to slaughter that word. And then we've got the performances for December lined up, which is The Wondrous Gift is Given, and that is going to be at the Villa de Mattel, and that is December 7th, 8th, and 9th. 5 performances,
yes.
For that. Okay, so you can choose either matinee or evening, and then that's also the one. Which one again has the complimentary light bites and the
that'll be after the November 18th concert.
Okay.
Yes, we'll have the after party.
All right. So plenty of opportunity for date nights. And, yeah. And again, if you're going to the one in December, they are asking for you to make a donation. So it'll help out, the nonprofit, the Beacon, which is for, to help out, the homeless here in our community. So I feel like, is there anything that you want to tell before we're done this morning?
You know, the last big thing that I really want to say is just that we're going to have this incredible Christmas CD that you can take home after the concert, and you're going to want it. Everybody's been asking, where's the Christmas CD? And so this year we're so excited that we're going to have that. And then we're going to be releasing our fifth album in April of 2019. We just got signed on to Signum Classics, which is a really prestigious British record label.
Oh, fantastic.
And so we are pumped about that. The singers are excited. And we'll probably have a release party, which, you know, we'll put the details for that on our website when that gets put together. But this is a really big year. We're very excited. Lots of fun stuff happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, information about any of these things, you can find, and also for the volunteer opportunities as well. It's HoustonChamberChoir.org. Miriam, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.